God's number one purpose for your life is that you become like Jesus Christ. You were created to become like Christ. God wants to make you like His Son. When you understand this, everything in life will make more sense. The Bible says this in Romans 8:29. From the very beginning, it has been God's plan that we become like His Son. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:15, God wants us to grow up and become like Christ. And the Bible says in Colossians 1:15, we look at the Son and we see God's purpose in everything. When God decided to make the first human being, this is what He said. Let us make man in our image. That has always been God's plan. God wants to make us like Himself. Now do not misunderstand me. You will never be a God. You will never be a little God. But God wants you to become like Him. In America, we have a phrase, like father, like son. And when people tell me that my son looks like me, it gives me pleasure. And God wants you to become like Him. Now the Bible says that we are meant to become like Christ in character. So what does it mean to become like Jesus? The Bible calls it the fruit of the Spirit. And there are 9 qualities. The fruit of the Spirit is a picture of Jesus. Love.
Urukundo.
Joy. Peace.
Amahoro.
Patience.
Kwihangana.
Gentleness. Kindness.
Kindness. Ni kugira neza.
Faithfulness.
Ubudahemuka.
And self-control.
Kandi no kwirinda.
This is a perfect picture of Jesus.
Iyo niyo sura nziza yuko Yesu asa.
And this is a perfect picture of what God wants you
Kandi
to be.
Iyo niyo sura yuko Imana ishaka ko tumera.
God wants your life to be filled with love.
Imana ishaka ko ubuzima bwawe bwuzura urukundo.
And He wants your life to be filled with joy and peace.
Kandi Imana ishaka yuko ubuzima bwawe bwuzuramo umunezero bwuzuramo amahoro.
And He wants your life to be filled with patience.
Kandi Imana ishaka yuko wihangana.
This is what it means to become like Christ.
Icyo nicyo bivuga gusa na Yesu.
So how does God make us like Christ?
Imana rero duhindura ite kugira ngo duse na Yesu.
This is called sanctification.
Ibyo ngibyo Imana yabyise kwezwa.
Sanctification is just a big word that means to become like Jesus.
Kwezwa ni ijambo rinini cyane ariko rishaka kuvuga gusa na Yesu.
Now listen very carefully.
Mutega amatwi neza.
The way God produces the fruit of the Spirit in your life is by putting you in the exact opposite situation. For instance, love. How does God teach me to be loving? It's easy to love people who are like you.
Biroroshye cyane gukunda abantu basa nawe.
It's easy to love people who love you.
Biroroshye cyane gukunda abantu bagukunda.
It's easy to love people who are lovely. If God is going to teach you real love, He's going to put you around people that are hard to love. And that's how you learn love. Anybody can love people who love you back. But the Bible says, I want you to even love your enemies. How about joy? How does God produce joy in my life? By putting us in times of sadness. Joy comes from inside.
Kuko umunezero ibyishimo bituruka mu mutima imbere.
Happiness comes from outside.
Umunezero uzanwa n'ibivuye hanze.
But joy is internal.
Ariko ibyishimo ni ikintu kiba muri twebwe.
How does God teach us peace?
Imana izatwigisha ite kugira amahoro.
In times of stress and conflict.
Mu gihe izaba yadushyize mu gihe kitugoye kandi hakazamo makimbirane.
It's easy to be peaceful when everything goes your way.
Biroroshye cyane kugira umutuzo ibintu birimo kugenda neza.
But if you're going to become a man or woman of peace, God will have to put you in times of conflict.
Ariko Imana nishaka kukwigisha ko umuntu w'umunyamahoro izagushyira mu gihe cy'amakimbirane.
How about patience?
Kwihangana.
Where do we learn to be patient?
Wakwigute ko umuntu wihangana.
By being forced to wait.
Imana igushyira ahantu ugomba gutegereza.
When we wait in lines.
Ukagenda ugahagarara ku murongo ugategereza.
When we wait for an answer to prayer.
Iyo urimo gutegereza igisubizo cy'amasengesho.
God is teaching us patience.
Imana irimo irakwigisha kwihangana.
He's making us more like Christ.
Kandi buhoro buhoro ikaba irimo kuguhindura ugasa na Yesu.
I remember one time I had a lot of problems in my life.
Ndibuka hari igihe nari mfite ibibazo byinshi mu buzima bwanjye.
And I began to ask God for patience. Because I was very impatient. And I said, Lord, give me patience. And instead of the problems getting better, they got worse. So I prayed, give me more patience. And the problems got worse. I said, Lord, give me more patience. And the problems even got really bad. After about 6 months, I realized I was a lot more patient than when I started. Now God uses four things to make you like Jesus. These are the things He uses to sanctify your life. First, God uses His Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit of God inside you that produces the love and joy and peace. The Bible says the more we allow God's Spirit through our lives, the more we become like Jesus. So that's the first way we become like Jesus. By letting God's Spirit live through us. The second way we become like Jesus is through the Word of God. When we let His truth into our minds, it is the truth that transforms us. And the more we know God's Word, the more we become like Jesus. John 17:17 says this. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. A third thing that God uses to make me like Jesus. God uses other people. People give us support. People challenge us. People teach us. People encourage us. And so God uses people to make you like Jesus. But there's a way that God uses that I want to talk to you about today. And the fourth way God makes you like Jesus is through problems, through pressure, through pain, and even through suffering. Let me read you what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And in verse 8, it says, we are pressed on every side by trouble. But we are not crushed and broken.
Haravuga ngo dufite amakuba impande zose ariko ntidukuka imitima turashobewe ariko ntitwihebye.
And we are perplexed on every side but we don't give up and quit.
Turashoberwa ariko ntabwo twiheba.
We are hunted down but God never abandons us.
Turarenganywa ariko ntiduhanwa.
We get knocked down but we get up again.
Dukubitwa hasi ariko ntidutsindwa rwose.
And later on down it says, through suffering these bodies of ours share the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may be seen in us. And And in this great passage on problems, Paul summarizes it by saying this.
This
is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every
day.
For the present troubles are quite small and won't last very long. But they produce for us an immeasurably great glory that will last forever. So we do not look at the troubles which we do see, but we look instead forward to what we have not yet seen. For the troubles we see will soon be over. But the joys to come will last forever. Now, what is this passage of the Bible saying to us? Every problem has a purpose. Every problem has a purpose. We are transformed by our troubles. There is a reason for the problems in your life. Other people may mean it for bad. But God wants to use it for good in your life. Some people think when you become a Christian, you should have no problems. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, in the world, you will have trouble. And Peter tells us in the book of 1 Peter, don't be surprised when you have troubles. You should expect problems on this planet. Why? Because this is not heaven, this is earth. A lot of people expect heaven on earth. But this is earth. And everything in earth is broken. The Bible tells us that sin has broken everything. Nothing works perfectly on this planet. The weather does not work perfectly. The economy does not work perfectly. No relationship works perfectly. No marriage works perfectly. Your body does not work perfectly. Everything on earth is broken. And this is why we have problems. And this is why God told us in the Lord's Prayer, we are to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why are we to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Because in heaven, God's will is done perfectly and instantly. But on earth, God's will is done rarely. There are a lot of things that happen on this planet that are not God's will. The Bible says God hates evil. God hates suffering. The Bible says God weeps when we suffer. I had a woman ask me one time, where was God when my son died? And I understood that question because I have had a son that died. But here was my answer. God was there the same place he was when his son died. So not everything that happens on earth is God's will. Cancer is not God's will. War is not God's will. Genocide is not God's will. But even out of brokenness, God can bring good. Anybody can bring good out of good. But God specializes in bringing good out of bad. God loves to turn crucifixions into resurrections. Now, one of the most important promises in the Bible is Romans 8:28. It is also one of the most misunderstood verses in the Bible. And it is also one of the most misused verses in the Bible. The Bible says this in Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love God. And are called according to his purpose. Now, as I said, this is a misunderstood verse. So I want to take it apart word by word and explain it to you. The first, it says, we know. In other words, we don't guess, we don't pretend, we don't hope, we know for sure. And this is what gives us confidence even in the most difficult circumstances. We know. It's not just a hope or a wish, it's a fact. Then it says, we know that God causes. There is a grand designer behind everything. Your life is not an accident. There are accidental parents, but there are no accidental children. There are illegitimate parents, but there are no illegitimate children. Your parents may not have planned you, but God did. The next word in that verse is, we know that God causes everything. God's plan for your life includes the good and the bad. It includes all of your mistakes, all of your sins, all of your hurts. There is nothing that God cannot use for good in your life. He took the worst thing that ever happened, the death of his son, and used it for good. And out of the worst sin came the salvation of the world. But here is the key to the verse. It is the phrase, to work together. God causes everything to work together for good. That verse does not say everything that happens is good. No.
Oh, yeah?
There is a lot of things, there are many things in the world that are not good. There are a lot of things that happen that are evil and wrong. But God says, I can cause everything to work together for good. Now, this is not a promise for everybody. It is a promise for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. If I am not living God's way, if I am ignoring God in my life, all things are not working together for good. God does not owe me anything. But if I'm loving God and I'm trying to fulfill His purpose, God says, I will work even the bad things for good in your life. And I will fit it in according to my purpose. Romans 5:3-4 says this. We know that troubles produce patience, and patience produce character. Everything that has happened in your life, if you will give it to God, He will bring good out of it. But you've got to let it work together. Individual by themselves, things that happen in your life can be very bad. But when you let God work them together, then God brings good out of it. Now the Bible says this promise. We go through the same things Christ went through. And if we go through those same things He did, we will share the same rewards in heaven. Now think about this. When Jesus was on earth, did He go through times when He was lonely? Yes. And you will too. Did Jesus go through times when He was very tired and fatigued and worn out? Yes. And so will you. Did Jesus go through times where people disliked Him and hated Him and spit at Him?
Yes.
And so will you. God will take you through everything Jesus went through. If He did not spare His Son from problems, why would He spare
you?
So what do we do? What is the key to handling the problems of life? How do you get through the bad times you go through? You do three things. Number one, remember that God's plan is good. God told Jeremiah, the plans I have for you are for a good, for a hope, and for a future. There are many examples of this in the Bible. That even when bad people intend to hurt you, God can bring good out of it. Joseph had 11 brothers that were jealous of him. And so they sold Joseph into slavery. And he was taken to Egypt as a slave. He had done nothing wrong. He was innocent. But bad things happened to him. And when he got to Egypt, he was falsely accused of raping a woman. He had done nothing wrong. But he was thrown in jail. And for the first 40 years of Joseph's life, it was all bad, 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 bad. And he ends up in jail. But you know the rest of the story. He was exactly where God wanted him to be. And as a result, he was raised up eventually to be the second leader in Egypt. And because he was in that position, he saved Egypt and Israel from starvation. Later, Joseph confronted his brothers who had sold him as a slave. And his brothers were afraid that he would kill them. But as in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20,
ariko mu itangiriro igice cya 50:20
Joseph said this to his brothers.
Umva ko Yosefu yabwiye bene se.
You meant to harm me.
Ngo biriya mwabikoze mushaka kungirira nabi.
You meant it for bad.
Ngo mwifuzaga kungirira nabi.
But God meant it for good.
Ariko Imana yabikuyemo ikiza.
And he brought me to this place today.
Yanzanye hano muri uyu mwanya.
So I remember that God's plan is good.
Ngo nibuka yuko umugambi w'Imana uhora ari mwiza.
And when I am in pain,
kandi teka ryose ni wumva ugeze mu kababaro.
I do not focus on my problems.
Ntabwo ntunga amaso ibibazo byanjye.
I focus on God's plan.
Ntumbira umugambi w'Imana.
And God's purpose.
Kandi iby'Imana igambiriye gukora.
The secret to handling pain is this.
Ibanga ryo kwihanganira umubabaro ni iringiri.
Remember that all pain is temporary, but the reward is eternal. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that Jesus was able to endure the cross and all of that pain because he looked forward to his reward in heaven. When I have short-term thinking, I get discouraged. Because I have problems and pain and suffering. But when I realize that God is using this to make me like Jesus, and that I will experience rewards in heaven for eternity, then I have strength. And I can go on. So first, I remember that God's plan is good. The second thing that I do when I have problems is this. I rejoice and I give thanks. I want you to listen very carefully. And don't misunderstand what I'm saying. In the Bible, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything, give thanks. It does not say for everything, give thanks. It says in everything, give thanks. And God never expects you to be grateful for evil. And God never expects you to be grateful for the pain in your life. We do not give thanks for pain, we give thanks in pain. Why do we give thanks in pain? Because we know God sees it. We know God loves us. We know God is with us. We know God cares about it. We know God has the power to change it. And we know that God will use it for good. If we give it to Him. The Bible says in Philippians, rejoice in the Lord. Always.
Iteka ryose.
What do I rejoice?
Nidyari tugomba kwishima.
I rejoice in the Lord.
Twishimira mu mwana.
I don't rejoice in my circumstances, I rejoice in the Lord.
Ntabwo nishimira mu bibazo byanjye, nishimira mu mwana.
Luke 6:23.
Luka 6:23.
Be joyful at all times.
Haravuga ngo mujye mwishima mu bihe byose.
Because you have a great reward waiting for you in heaven.
Ngo kubera ko mufite igihembo kibategereje mu ijuru.
So, I remember God's purpose. And I rejoice in the Lord. And finally, number three, I refuse to give up. The Bible says this. James 1:3-4. Let the problems and process go on until your endurance is fully developed. And then you will find that you have become people of mature character with no weak spots. Now, when I am going through a problem, I have two choices. I can pray, Lord, make this easy.
Or I can
say, Lord, use this for good in my life.
I can say,
Lord, comfort me. But I can also say, Lord, conform me. Make me more like you. When you understand that God's purpose is not to make you comfortable, but to make you like Christ, more things will make sense in your life.
Iyo maze gusobanukira ko mugambi w'Imana atari kugwa kudamarara ahubwo ari kugwa gusa na Yesu ibintu byose bizakorohera.
So the next time you ask the question, why is this happening to me?
Ubutani uzibaza ikibazo ngo ariko ibingi bikukibimbaho.
We will not know all the answers till we get to heaven.
Nabwo ibisubizo byose uzabibona mbere yo kugera mu ijuru.
So I suggest you change the question.
Reka rero ngugire inama yo guhindura ikibazo baza.
Don't say, why is this happening? But say, what do you want me to learn? How can I become more like you? How can you bring good out of bad in my life? And God will bless you if you do.